And this is one of the things where we've been running this for 2 years. We've had 16 clients at six-figure months. I think we'll have 2 clients hit $1 million using our software. So we're making our own impact in our own way. And I really don't care what the competition does.
This is the Money Seed Podcast, where we discuss all things investing, plain and simple, the way it should be. Please remember, this show is for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended to be investment advice. Welcome back to the Money Seed Podcast. I'm very happy to have Anthony and Daniel from Hivemind CRM. And Hivemind is a CRM solution that helps businesses of all types to grow and to scale and to find customers. Anthony, Daniel, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Glad we could finally make this happen.
Yeah, for some of the listeners, this is our third attempt. It was a bit of a juggling act to schedule the episode, but I'm really glad we got everyone together. I can't wait to get into the story. Both Daniel and Anthony have a fantastic story of how they got started in real estate and eventually ended up starting their own company called Hivemind CRM. But maybe let's start at the beginning. Anthony and Daniel, maybe Anthony will start with you. How did you both get started in real estate? How old were you when you did your first deal and what did that look like?
Man, so I'm a late bloomer. I'm 41 this year and I was watching YouTube videos on how to get started in real estate investing because I was looking to buy some land to build a house for my family. So this was 2018, it was in December. And I came across the term wholesaling and I saw that people were investing in real estate by flipping land, but they were getting contracts and then just selling the contract, right? So I'm like, wow, so you didn't even have to buy it. That's interesting. I didn't even know that was a business model. So completely got sidetracked. There's no house been built yet, but we've been flipping land now for 4 years and it's been a heck of a journey.
That's wild. Which part of the country are you in, Anthony?
I'm in San Antonio, Texas.
Got it. So you were looking for land, right? To build your own family home. And then how did you actually go from there to like wholesaling? How did that happen? Yeah, so
part of my research, I remember I looked up a video that said, how do you buy land? I think I Googled, how do you buy land for cheap? And one of the videos I read said, how to get land for free? And I was like, this is interesting. So I went down the rabbit hole and then I found out about wholesaling and wholesaling land. And so it was just like, now I'm just searching for nothing but wholesaling videos. And I went down the rabbit hole that way.
So instead of buying land for your own family home, you bought land and then you sold it to an investor. Is that what happened?
Yeah, it was one of my first land deals. I feel like it was my second deal. I need to go back and check, but I made $85,000 on one of my first deals. So I was like, okay, there's something to this land thing. I better stick with it because if I come from a world of construction, and if I was going to make $85,000 profit, let's say on a big commercial roofing project, I might be there for 3 months, right? And this is like dangerous. It's labor intensive. I'm not actually installing the roofs, but I'm selling them. I'm chasing the material down. I'm chasing contractors, going to meetings. So it's a big hustle and bustle to make $80,000. And so to make it by just signing a handful of documents, like my mind was blown. Like it's a complete paradigm shift.
That's absolutely incredible. That's serious money. Like, so you say you took a course, or how did you find out like how to find the investors who will buy the land from you? Like, how did that whole process go? How did you go from watching YouTube videos to your first deal?
Yeah. So I joined a kid's group. His name is Jalen White. So he's like at the time he was probably 19 or 20 and he flipped his first deal in high school. You know, so I'm watching his YouTube videos and I found out that he had a course. It was $500 and he'll add you to his Facebook group. And so everybody was helping in there. Everybody's very helpful saying, hey, try this, make sure you do this, you know, make sure you take this angle, avoid this. So that's how you kind of learn, you know, getting the deals. I think ultimately the strategy that I've come down to that's worked very, very well right now is we sell stuff on Facebook Marketplace, believe it or not. So, you know, from all this, the struggle of trying to build a list and find investors and, you know, that are always have the cash that are willing to buy over and over again. Primarily Facebook Marketplace is where we find a lot of our buyers. So it was even easier than we thought it was going to be now, you know, doing it four or five years later.
And how did you meet Daniel?
He was actually in the same group. And I remember I said, hey, is anybody doing land? Or he might've commented that. And I'm like, man, I'm trying to do land too. And so we start inboxing each other. Like, you want to get on the phone? You know, cause again, there's like a group of, I don't know how many hundred people and nobody's talking about land except the two of us. So yeah, we just stayed in. Hey, what are you seeing on your end? He's in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, he was at the time and I'm in San Antonio. So we're just sharing information back and forth, sharing ideas. We're both fairly new, but we had the same interest in land. So that's kind of how we stayed linked up. And I think we built something pretty cool.
That's awesome. And Daniel, are you in the San Antonio area as well?
No, I live in California right now. So I actually started my first business in Georgia and then I moved there to California. So that's where I live now. And I still do real estate virtually through Texas and a lot of different markets. And we're just doing stuff. You can do stuff. You don't have to be there to do these type of transactions. So it's the beauty of our business.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I do my real estate investing in the Midwest, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. So I know the game as well with the whole remote investor thing. But so I guess at some point you two met each other through this real estate course. And at some point you two started a business. So how did you guys go from meeting each other to starting a business?
This show is sponsored by HiveMind CRM. It is more than just a CRM. It is a real estate and business mastermind that comes with an all-in-one CRM. You can have unlimited websites and users. You can call, text, RVM, and email all in one user interface. And you can set up custom automations for any type and multiple businesses. 65% of companies start using a CRM system within the first 5 years of business. Once implemented, the HiveMind will save you on marketing, give you more time, and make more money. One of our users had his first $100,000 month using our system in June. We want to see you automate and accelerate your business. Text us at 210-972-1842 for future meetings. And of course, to get our $1 course on how to make more than six figures on one land deal. You can schedule your free demo today at HiveMindCRM.io.
I think it was out of necessity. So me and Anthony were both in the same niche. We both have opposite skills. So Anthony's more of a sales belly-to-belly closer, and I'm more of the technological CRM due diligence person. So we kind of work hand-in-hand. Because if ever anybody's done real estate, it's hard to do all the business. It's very, very hard to do 100% of the business. So we kind of like matched up in that point where I facilitated in things he didn't want or like to do, and he facilitated things that I didn't like or want to do.
Got it. And Daniel, one of the things that attracts me to your story is, you know, CRM, right? It's kind of software. I mean, it's not easy to build a software company, period. And I guess what kind of software background did you have prior to starting out?
That's the crazy part about this thing is that a lot of what we do, it's just being like basic computer savvy. A lot of our platform is built on a third-party platform and it's built on from that point on. So we outsource and partner with other companies out there to build everything we do. So a lot of the stuff, like, you don't have to learn how to code to build software. You just have to orchestrate, like, a lot of the things you do. And that's part of being a business owner. You don't have to know how to do everything. You just have to know where to source and find the materials to facilitate that action.
Because I think a lot of people have that idea. I mean, I think everyone has that idea at some point in their life that I'm going to start a business, right? And it's a big step to go from an idea to actually owning a business and running it. Like you said, coordinating everything. But at some point, you must have thought, man, you know, I'm not a software engineer. How can I build a software company? And yet you had that confidence. How did you, like, when did you realize that, you know what, I really can do this? I have what it takes to build a software company.
A lot of it is just moving forward. If you understand, like I said, I'm not like 100% developer, all that stuff. And it's one of those things where as long as you have a clear vision of where you're going, you can kind of fill in the gaps and push everything forward as long as you understand the basic process of facilitating creating something from scratch. So it's not really, it's just being confident. I think a lot of it is being confident and consistent and just pushing forward.
And Daniel, how long did it take from the time that you and Anthony just started talking about, hey, I got an idea, man, let's start a business, to the time where it's like, whoa, we got a website, it's up, people are using it, you know, we're gaining traction. Like how long did that take?
From initially when we launched, I think it was like 3 to 4 months. It was a lot of ramp up period just to get, because nothing is ever perfect when you launch it. It's just getting it out there at first. And then you kind of build it and make it better as it goes. So I think we launched in like 3 to 4 months, and then we actually just hit 2 years, February 1st, 2023. So it's 2 years in the making, and a lot of time and effort has gone into what we built. It's we just hit $1 million revenue. I haven't even mentioned it out loud, but we hit $1 million revenue in 2 years.
That's wild. That's absolutely incredible. All right. So maybe give me the sales pitch. So let's say I'm a remote investor. I'm looking for investment properties in central Wisconsin. Let's say the Wausau, Wisconsin area. And this isn't even a hypothetical question, by the way, but how would I use your software? How would I use your software to basically make that process easier?
So everybody has to, you always like, if you're targeting certain property types, like us, we target land, you might target single family for landlords or older people that are transitioning into smaller houses and empty nesters, all that stuff. You can target certain properties. So one, you got to get a list, a data provider, skip trace it, put it in the system, and then just market. How do you market? You text, you call, you email, you do pay-per-click ads, you do direct mail, you do all these different types of outreach to connect with sellers directly, because you're going to get the best deal talking to sellers directly. The best deals are not in the MLS. So as soon as the agent touches it, it's no longer a deal in most cases. So if you're doing direct to seller marketing, you just got to talk to enough people to get a yes and set a bump on follow-up campaigns, and you'll eventually get a deal. It's just, it sounds easy, but it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of follow-up, and it's a lot of systems. And that's where it comes down to, where, like, if you don't have a CRM, one of my clients is like, if you don't have a CRM, you don't have a business, because how are you really follow up with all those clients? How are you managing the outreach? When's the last time you talked to that person? Like, are you really trying to convert clients, or are you just shooting in the dark?
Got it. So in this case, let's say if I start off with 1,000 or 5,000, let's say, potential people or properties that fit my search criteria in a certain area, then I would use your software, and it's a funnel, right? So like, your software would help me find their address or their cell phone number. I could send them a text message or an email or something. And then basically I have 5,000 individuals going into the funnel, and eventually I might get one or two deals at the bottom. Is that kind of roughly how it works?
Correct. And it's just the outreach. So we always talk about it, like, you always want to do your cheapest forms of marketing first. So a lot of people are like, oh, I cold call everybody. I'm like, why? Like, it's very time intensive. It takes physical time. And like, everybody's like, oh, cold calling still works. I'm like, yeah, it still works, but it's not the most efficient thing you could do. There's other things you can do to be more efficient and effective to get the same result. And the other thing is that people respond to different types of marketing strategies. So me personally, I respond to text. Anthony responds to call. I'll read every email. Anthony will not read every email. So it's different type of personalities that you're talking to different types of sellers, that if you cold call every single person, you're not going to get every single person to convert. There's a good chance you might, but you're not going to get a hold of every single person. And especially as, especially my generation and his generation, like, the older people, you're going to have to cold call, do direct mail. But as the properties change hands, they're going to respond to text. It works very, very effectively. People, I mean, even my parents have a phone that they text from. So it's one of those things where, like, it's transitioning to, if you can do a text for under 3 cents instead of cold calling 1,000 people and only talking to 10, like, what's really worth your time, and are you really being effective?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a very good way to put it. It's funny, because there's a friend of mine, Calvin. He lives out in Illinois, and he's a young guy. He wants to get into real estate, but his first job in real estate was that he got a job at one of these, like, investment firms, and his job was to cold call. So basically his job was to cold call like 1,000 people a day. And within a couple of months, he said, I hated it. If this is real estate, I hate real estate. And I think it kind of turned him off real estate. So one of the things that I've been doing is trying to encourage him to, like, look past it and say, look, man, there's a lot more to real estate than cold calling people. And I agree with you. That's just cold calling people all day long. It's not a very good use of your time. That's not a good way to spend your day. I guess, Anthony, maybe tell us a little bit more about the other thing that you guys are working on, which is the Hive Mind podcast. I think it's called Hive With Us. You guys are extremely prolific. I think you guys have over 300 episodes now published in roughly the span of a year. Tell us more about how the podcast got started. How is that helping your business?
Yeah, so on that one, I got to give all the credit to Daniel, you know, because me, I'm like, I like to keep low levels of appointments because I'm busy. I'm out there shaking hands. I'm jumping barbed wire fences and walking ranches and, you know, talking to buyers and sellers, a lot of face-to-face stuff, like Daniel said. And he kept telling me, hey, we got to do a podcast, man. We got to start a podcast. And I honestly didn't see the value in it. I know the value of building a brand, you know, building a channel on YouTube. But I'm like, podcast? Who listens to podcasts, right? I absorb a lot of my content from YouTube. But Daniel was very adamant. He said, man, we got to do it. I'm telling you. And yeah, sure enough, man, I think it's been one of the strongest moves that we've been able to make in business, because it helps you connect with your audience. You provide a lot of value to them. So we have people message us all the time. They're like, hey, I've been binge listening to the episodes. You know, and they thank us, and they appreciate that we're putting out a lot of content. It's free content, right? And we like that people are out there getting value and actually, you know, changing their life just from watching something or listening to something. So it was really, really helpful, and it does build relationships. So people reach out to us, you know, after watching 100 episodes, and they feel like they kind of already know us. So it helps, you know, build that connection, that rapport and trust with your audience, and they get to know who you are as a person at scale. So I think it's really cool.
What tips would you give younger people who are just looking to start their own business or get started in real estate? What are some of the lessons you've learned, and what do you think is a good way to go about it?
So I think when you're young, your cost of living is very, very low, or it could be anyway, should be, right? And as you get older, chances are your cost of living continues to go up. So if you're young and you don't have that strong need for capital, I think get around people that are performing at a very high level at all costs. Even if you got to work as an intern, if you have to just work like, you know, pro bono, whatever you have to do, get around the people that are doing significant things, you know, in business, you know, not just making a lot of money, but also making impact and connecting with a lot of people. Get around those people as often as possible, because it'll save you years of heartache. Anybody can learn business and entrepreneurship on your own. You can watch enough YouTube videos, you can listen to enough podcasts and read enough books, but you're still going to have that, you know, 20-year learning curve, right? I think the average millionaire is made like in their 50s, right? But I think as the younger you are, and the less financial burden you have, if you can afford to trade somebody knowledge for your time, I would invest as much of that in as possible. I said into maybe not just one person, but maybe multiple people or multiple companies that are doing significant numbers.
And Daniel, what kind of productivity tips can you offer, right, to our listeners, in that you're running a podcast, you're running a business, you're still doing real estate and land deals? How do you make it all work? And what does your day look like?
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. A lot of people are like, yeah, I want to be an entrepreneur so I can work less. I'm like, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. I think the crazy part about this is that usually when you come to entrepreneurship, you work more than you work. I work every day. It might be a couple hours, might be a couple hours here and there. It might be at 2 a.m. I'm working. But it's one of those things where I literally work all the time, and I have to, you kind of have to like work. I have the freedom to go wherever I want to, but it's one of those things where I have the ability and freedom to work when I want and where I want to. Just like me and Anthony, he lives in San Antonio. I live in California. We have the ability to create a living virtually where I don't have to physically be there shaking hands and signing contracts. And it's one of those beautiful things about business is that it gives you the flexibility and freedom to create your own story from start. And a lot of people think like there's definitely people that have made it in a year, 2 years, but usually entrepreneurship is a 5 to 10 year story. And I tweeted this today. I was like, real estate is a long-term play. If you need to get paid every week, keep the job. And it's one of those things where like a lot of people they think the entrepreneurship is all a butterfly and rainbows, but we got to deal with problems. We got to deal with issues, concerns, real estate agents, sellers. Like we got to deal with a lot of different types of other problems that if you don't know how to solve problems, you're going to be in a heck of a lot of trouble real quick, just because part of what we do and why we make a lot of money is that we're able to solve big problems.
Daniel, I think you said a lot of really important things right there, right? One is that it takes time to build something. You know, I used to be a huge fan. I still am a big fan of the Founder Podcast by Nathan Chan. And he keeps saying that's one of the things that he does as he interviews hundreds and hundreds of entrepreneurs, is that it takes roughly 7 years to build something, right? I mean, I think you said 5 to 10, he says 7. It's the same idea, is that you have to be in it for the long haul. You have to, it takes a while before you really see the fruit of your labor. And the other thing that you mentioned, right, is that you really do have to roll up your sleeves and solve problems and get in there, work hard every day. It's not easy. Being an entrepreneur is never, ever easy. Anthony hit up on 100%. The idea of finding a mentor, right? And reaching out to people who've done it. And it's a tough go, but man, it's definitely worth it, right? I don't think you would trade your current busy lifestyle for an easy 14-hour a week job for someone else, right? Like there's a lot of intrinsic rewards for being an entrepreneur.
Oh, 100%. And this is one of the things where like me and Anthony's been an entrepreneur for like 15, 20 years, and he hasn't had a job in that long. For me, it's been 5, and Anthony's a lot older than I am too. So it's one of the things that the younger you are, the more of a gamble you can throw on yourself. And this is for all the young people listening too. Bet on yourself young, because you only get older.
True. Very true. And tell me more about Hivemind. How did you guys come up with the idea to build your own CRM funnel, right? Because there's other companies that offer this kind of a solution. So at some point, somebody must have said, why do you guys want to start this business? There's other companies already doing it. There must have been something that you saw, right?
So for us, it was literally out of pain. We needed something for our own consumption, and we were consumers at that point. And then we found this opportunity and like, let's just start this and roll with it. A lot of people, they go around. There's a ton of other platforms like ours, like no shade to them, but there's so much, like there's burger places on every corner. Do you think it stops them from starting another burger location? It doesn't prevent them from people like different types of burgers. So it's one of those things like, yes, there's other competition and I'm not afraid of the competition, but I want to make my own impact in my own way. And this is one of the things where we've been running this for 2 years. We've had 16 clients at six-figure months. I think we'll have 2 clients hit $1 million in our software. So we're making our own impact in our own way. And I really don't care what the competition does.
Well said. And I imagine that you guys, so then you use your own CRM software. You're using HiveMind to get, you find your own deals, correct? Your real estate
100%. Land deals.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the nice part about it is that it's as crazy as it sounds, people pay us to bring us deals.
That is amazing. If you can figure out how to do that, man, you're golden. You've made it.
Yeah, to the point where we turned off our marketing 2 months ago. So we didn't even do any marketing anymore. Everything that we do is all inbound from referrals, from the podcast, from Facebook, from Twitter, everywhere. It comes in from all directions.
I love the system because if I understand correctly, it sounds like you started off in real estate and then you created your own CRM solution to find more deals. And then you created the podcast to basically reach more people, right? To build your network. And now all three basically are feeding each other and all three are now growing probably faster because of the other two. Like the three separate activities together are better than like individually added up, right?
100%. And this is where I want to mention this too, is that a lot of people, they think they're doing enough to get results. And usually it takes a lot more effort. It takes a lot more production. It takes a lot more it takes a lot more effort than you think to produce results. And a lot of people are like, I've been doing, like, it took me 7 months to get my first deal. And you hear this all the time with people that have never done a real estate transaction. Like, I've been doing this for 2 months. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And I'm like, well, you got to, for me, it was at least 5 months more. So when you hit 7 months, let me know. And then you hear about the people like, it took me 13 months to get my first deal. Yep. Man, that's amazing. Congratulations. It took me 7. It's not a competition, but it's one of those things where like you have to get over that hurdle and put more effort than you think is required because you've never done this before. And that's one of the parts of like trailblazing your own path. You don't actually know what's required to even facilitate and create that type of position.
Yeah, I listen to bigger podcasts, Bigger Pockets podcasts all the time. And they always say that, you know, the typical investor, David Green and those guys, I mean, they review hundreds of deals for every one that they actually take and invest in, right? It takes months and months sometimes. Absolutely.
100%. And this is where for everybody here listening, like I said, if you haven't gotten results, you're not doing it enough. Just bottom line.
Daniel, I think one of the things that you mentioned about HiveMind is that you're helping clients hit $100,000 a month. Can you give us a quick example of maybe like a sample client, and you don't have to name them, but just give us one of the sample clients that you worked with that have really taken off thanks to HiveMind.
This is DeAndre Anderson. He does InfoLots in Florida. When he came across us, he was using spreadsheets. There's how many investors you know use spreadsheets and paper. He's one of those investors. Like he just struggled to. He was just unorganized. Came into the system. He's been with us for pretty much a year and a half, maybe a year, maybe about a year and a half, I would guess. But he just came in and killed it. He's doing about 10 to 20 deals a month now, and he is killing the game. And now he's like launched himself into his own thing where now he has his own education platform. He's teaching his own students to do the same thing. And it's like, what is the impact you make and how many layers does it really trickle down to? And will you ever see the amount of impact it will make in your lifetime? And it just reaches tons and tons of people if you just produce content and do good by the product and services and education that you're releasing in general. And you don't even know the impact that will actually happen down the path.
Well said. Anthony, what is next for you guys? I mean, it seems like things are going really well. As a company, as individuals, what are your goals for the next 5 or 10 years?
We're aiming at becoming a financial institution. What we're doing now is we were thinking in terms of flipping real estate and flipping land before. But now what we're doing is we've moved on to a new strategy. So we focus on large land tracts that are valued at $1 million and up. And then we'll take those land tracts, we'll break them down into smaller pieces, and then we'll sell them seller finance at high interest. So that's kind of what our goal is now, you know, is we're trying to create as many mortgages as possible, and then eventually start to hang on to as many as possible, and then just repeat the process over and over again.
And Anthony, just before we started the call, I think you mentioned that you guys are getting into notes, right? Investing in notes. Is that similar to what you just described?
The show is sponsored by The List Guys. Do you need more leads in your local or virtual market? 1 in 10 small businesses don't invest in any kind of marketing. The List Guys have over 35 plus list types to choose from, and you can mix and match any list or criteria. We also use the Skip Trace list and provide up to 7 numbers and email addresses. Every list you purchase will be scrubbed against previous purchases. The List Guys are here to save you time. Contact The List Guys today at www.1listguys.com. That's www.1listguys.com.
Yeah, so we're not necessarily like purchasing notes, right? So if I say note investing, that's usually what you mean, is where you're buying the notes, but we're actually the ones creating the notes. And once those mortgage notes are created, you can do 2 different things to leverage that capital. For one, you can sit on the paper at 10% interest. Another thing you can do is you can sell those notes, right, for roughly 80, 85% of the note value. And then another thing you can do is you can take out a loan against those notes for roughly 50% of the note value, you know, the tax-free, cash withdrawal. So quite a few things that you can do. So let's say you take a property, right? Let's say it's worth $100,000. And you break it down into 10 pieces. Instead of selling each individual piece for $10,000, you know, we might sell them for $15 or $20 at 10% interest, right? So what did we do? We've effectively created, you know, a 50% to 100% increase. So taking that 100 to 150 to 200,000 on paper, right? So now to recapture your capital, you would either take a loan or you would sell those properties. Like I said, sell those notes for 80% of value, or you can take that same note value. Let's say you take a $10,000 piece of land, right? We sold it for $20,000. You can use that note as cash, right? So we can find somebody that has a piece of property. They say, yeah, I want $20,000 for this piece of property. And you say, well, you know, I'm an investor. I'm looking for like a 10 or 12 range. You know, that's kind of what I'm thinking. And the guy might say, no, you know, I've had it for 20 years. I don't need to sell it. Hey, it sounds like you don't need the money. What if I can give you $20,000, but it's not going to be cash. It's going to be paid at 10% interest. How does that sound? So now we've purchased a $20,000 piece of property with a $10,000 piece of property. So we've effectively doubled our cash. So it's another way that you can leverage notes, is to not liquidate them, but to use them as cash. And while you're sitting on that cash, it's appreciating at 10% interest per month.
Nice. I mean, I'm kind of at a loss for words. That's really cool. I've never actually heard anyone explain it like that clearly, that concisely. So thanks for that. Anthony, what is your outlook on the real estate market in general, like over the next 6 months, a year? You know, what are your thoughts on whether it's land or single family or multifamily? What do you think is happening in the market over the next year or so?
I think affordable housing and multifamily, you know, mobile homes, RV parks, apartment complexes, those are going to continue to hold their value because everybody always needs a place to live. I think single family homes are going to continue to struggle because the interest rates might take a while to correct, right? Because we have a global problem. It's not just a US problem. So I think we might still see residential homes correct just a little bit. I don't think it might be as dramatic as other people think it's going to be because housing is still high in demand. I think we're like at a 30% housing shortage or so. As far as land goes and what we're doing and selling these small ranchettes at high interest, we haven't seen a shift at all. So even moving into, I don't even know if we're in the recession yet or not, but moving into this economy in the last 6 months, I think we've written more notes in the last 6 months probably than we have in the last 2 years. So yeah, we're moving right along.
Yeah, just to... We have $6 million of land under contract right now, and we're sending out a $7 million contract this weekend.
Wow, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible, man. And which part of the country are you guys are focused on right now?
Primarily Texas, but we're looking everywhere now. Yeah, we just bought some land in Florida. We're looking in North Carolina. We just picked up a couple lots in Tennessee. So I think we can take the strategy anywhere. I think I don't want to say we perfected it, but we perfected it as much as possible here in Texas. So now we're just looking to identify similar opportunities pretty much anywhere.
And Daniel and Anthony, as we move toward wrapping up this this podcast, what are some of the books, YouTube channels, et cetera, that you recommend people go to? Where did you find inspiration, and where do you recommend other people go to find inspiration and some good advice?
I wasn't really a YouTube person, but I think we've curated, and I think this is kind of a self-promoting here, but our YouTube channel, we've released a video every day since April 3rd. 2021. So it's about to be 2 years. We release the video every day. And it's not that we're doing amazingly well. It's just I wanted to be consistent and produce. And I kind of put that on myself to produce a video every day. And there's a video released every day without even knowing. And we definitely have a lot of content out there, a lot of valuable information. We've had multiple people make 6 figures or more just off the free information provided. So you can take that with a grain of salt. Go dig in. There's plenty of information there.
That yeah, Daniel, you caught my you piqued my interest right there with the whole I put out content or at least a video every single day since April. Walk me through that process. How long does it take for you to make the videos, edit the videos, upload the videos, etc.? That's not easy.
This goes back to our biggest mission is we're always trying to provide valuable content, and you don't have to do it all yourself. So I have two full time editors, one social media manager, and that's me and Anthony have like our own team because we handle different sections of the business. And I have half my team is social media. So we're constantly producing and releasing content every day, multiple times a day. If you follow us on Instagram, we post 10 times a day. There's at least 3 short form videos posted every day. On YouTube, we release at least one video a day, some cases 2. I think right now we probably have like 1,400 videos on YouTube right now. And then one of the other things is that we're everywhere. We're on places you've never heard of that we have video content on there. And that's the beauty about being like omnipresent is like most people, like if you're already out there curating and cutting up the videos, why not put it everywhere? So literally we're on like 15 different platforms that we release short form and long form videos.
And I think that goes well with what you said earlier about building your CRM software, right? Is that instead of taking it all on your shoulders, you find the right people, you outsource it, you find the help, and that way you free up your own personal time as well.
100%. You can't build a mountain. You can't build a building. You can't build a house by yourself. There's going to be there's got to be the cement guy, the electrical guy, the guy that's going to frame up the house, the roofer, and the finisher that's going to paint inside. There's all these different facets of a business. So treat your business like that too. You don't have to learn and do everything yourself. And I think everybody in that solopreneur mindset, they're like, no one does it better than me. And I'm like, that's the wrong mindset to go about it. Because if I can hire 2 people to facilitate that job and I don't have to do it, I'm going to hire 2 people.
Anthony, I think I cut you off there about a minute ago. I apologize, but you were going to tell us some of your favorite YouTube channels and books, et cetera.
Yeah. So I think as far as books go, man, I'm honestly not a big reader, but I read a lot online, right? And most of my reading is about health and fitness because we're all in the business world. We're all thinking about what's in our bank account, what's in the, you know, our financial futures. But I think a lot of us forget about, you know, that you need a machine to operate for the rest of the time that you're here on earth. So I spend a lot of time like in anti-aging stuff. But as far as real estate investing, I found my inspiration from a gentleman's channel named Steve Trang. His channel is called Real Estate Disruptors. And he interviews people that have made $1 million in real estate in a 12-month running period, every single person he interviews. So I got a lot of different perspectives and, you know, we find a lot of interesting people on there. So I was watching that channel probably before I did my first deal. And I'll still go and listen to some of the stuff here and there. And then we're looking to get on the channel actually for the first time. So I think that's a pretty cool spot to be, to like have watched it when you're first starting. And then now like we might be one of the interviewees.
That's awesome. So it has come full circle.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So very effective information.
Yeah, congrats, man. So if any one of the listeners want to reach out to you guys, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
We are at HiveMind CRM everywhere. If you just follow the trail of links, it will lead to, I'd say our main location is HiveMind CRM on Facebook. But if you find us anywhere else, just follow the rabbit trail. You'll find us.
Sounds good. Anthony and Daniel, I really appreciate your time, especially, I know Daniel right now, you're out working as we're talking, you know, you're walking the street. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to speak to me, and I'll definitely put all the information in the show notes. And yeah, thanks, man. Congratulations again on your success, and I wish you guys all the best in the future.
Yeah, thank you for having us on, man. This was a good one.
Thanks for watching this YouTube video. We hope you found value. Please like, subscribe, and hit the bell to watch more videos just like this one.